came back with us. I hope you had a good time.
Well, I can't tell you how much fun this has been. Listen, now that you know the way, don't be a stranger, okay? Good night. Who the hell was that?
He's not from the station?
I never saw him before.
He was table hopping like crazy during the awards.
That's because he was our waiter.
Well, it's the last time I say everybody back to my place.
Who cares about that guy?
This is a great night.
For you, maybe. The rest of us lost.
Hey, it's not important whether you win or lose. It's an honor just being numb. I couldn't get through that crap on stage. I can't get through it now.
Frazier, do you mind if I use your phone?
No, not at all. Who are you calling? It's practically midnight.
Oh, I promised my grandmother I'd leave her a message telling her how we did. Hey, Gammy, it's Roz. Guess what? I won again. We're all here celebrating.
Yay!
Listen, I gotta go. It's getting crazy here, but I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You lied to Gammy?
Well, she's old and it makes her happy. She smiled for a week when I won the Miss Seattle pageant.
You know, Roz raises a very interesting philosophical question.
Here we go. Buckle up.
Is it always morally wrong to lie? Now, we are taught that it is. But are there certain occasions where a lie would be acceptable?
Yeah, like the lies you tell a chick in bed. You're the best I've ever been with. Your thighs don't look that fat. Oh, don't worry, I've had a vasectomy. Hey, screw you guys. I'm an artist. We live by different rules.
An argument can certainly be made that a lie is good when it spares someone unnecessary pain. I'm reminded of Maris' brief flirtation with activewear when I assured her, "You look fine, darling. Spandex is supposed to blouse."
Well, you know, Lilith actually told me the other day that Frederick has taken to lying. Huh? Yes, he told all of his friends that Lilith is an alien.
Seems as good an explanation as any.
Yes, he also told him that she wears her hair in a bun to hide the third eye in the back of her head.
How did Lilith find out?
Well, apparently she was driving him and two of his little friends over to a junior Mensa meeting. She looked in the rearview mirror and saw that they were making faces at the other cars. Never have the words, "I can see you," caused so much screaming and wetting of pants.
I did my share of fibbing, too. I once told my school chums I was born with a tiny embryonic twin attached to my hip. Of course, they were horrified, and it didn't help my social life at all. But for a while there, it was nice having a sister.
Oh, remember in prep school when we were so desperate to avoid the president's physical fitness test?
We lit a match underneath the fire alarm and all the sprinklers went off.
Oh, and we blamed that delinquent kid, John Rejeski.
Yes.
You did what?
What's wrong?
You two swore up and down to me that you never set off that alarm.
Well, of course we weren't going to tell you.
For heaven's sake, Dad, you can't be mad. We were kids.
You know, the headmaster said it was you two. I went down there and raised hell with them. I said, my kids don't lie. Because of you, that Rejeski kid got expelled.
Expelled? Jeez, if we'd known that was going to happen, we would have told the truth.
Not me. He was a brute and a meanie.
You're right. He used to make the most merciless fun of me because I always wore my gym shorts in the shower. Used to call me Shorts in the Shower Boy. Well, you don't have to be witty to be cruel.
Well, I don't give a damn what that kid did. Getting expelled was worse.
I'm going to bed. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Dad. Well, I guess that brings an end to our little debate. Apparently, there are no good lies.
Hey, it's getting kind of heavy in here. We gotta liven this place up, huh? Hey, I know. Party games, huh? All right, Doc. I'm gonna need a blindfold, some whipped cream, and a glass coffee table. What? Nobody here went to camp?
Get it, Bulldog. These guys are no fun. You know what? I know a great after-hours place where we can go get a few drinks.
Now you're talking. Hey, if things go well, I know an after-after-hours place. I get the keys.
You get the elevator, I'll get my coat.
You're on.
No good lies my ass.
Morning, Fraser.
Oh, good morning, Mars. Oh, dear God, it's finally happened. This is the thanks I get for introducing in my personal shopper. I gave Renato specific instructions to write down every article of clothing that I had purchased so that we could avoid this sort of calamity.
I didn't use Rinaldo. This suit just caught my eye while I was shopping for shoes. Oh. Well, why didn't you also take my strong chin and swimmer's bill?
Oh, please.
Obviously, we have to sit apart today.
Oh, sit down. Oh. Something I need to talk to you about. Because most people aren't as attuned to these things as you and I are. Sure, they won't even notice.
Here you are, double espresso. I took a chance and brought you the same thing.
Well, anyway. After our conversation last night, I couldn't stop thinking about our getting John Rejeski expelled. Didn't sleep a wink.
You can't be serious.
I mean, it didn't bother you. Where is your conscience?
Perhaps it fell into the quad along with my hole monitor beret when John hung me from the flagpole. He was going to be expelled sooner or later. You cannot guilt me into feeling bad.
Yes, well, no one hated him more than I did, but I still think we owe him an apology. Can I borrow your phone now?
Certainly. Huh? You're not going to call him.
I am.
Are you insane?
Hello, a number for a John Rejeski, please. Miles, my conscience won't rest until the two of us have said we're sorry. Please connect me, please.
Leave me out of this. I'm not sorry. But don't tell him that. And if he asks, I'm living in Italy.
No, no.
France. No. No. Italy.
Yes, hello. Is John Rejeski there, please? It's an old friend of his. Oh. I'm terribly sorry to hear that. Thank you. No, it's worse than we thought. He's in prison.
Well, who's wearing shorts in the shower now?
Well, joke all you like. Still can't help thinking this is all our fault.
How?
Well, he was always on the cusp. Maybe he couldn't get into another prep school. Maybe he had to go to public. Got him in the wrong crowd. Couldn't hold down a job. He'll turn to a life of crime.
Fraser, sometimes bad things happen to bad people. We did not set him on the path to prison.
Yes, well, until I'm sure of that fact, my conscience will not rest. I have got to speak with him.
Can I have a check, please? What?
You're not going down to the jail.
Yes, I am. I invite you to join me.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea, Fraser. The Crane boy's going to a prison in matching outfits.
Fraser Crane.
John.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, fine. And you?
Eh. What brings you down here?
Well, I don't know if you get the Alumni Magazine, but I became a psychiatrist, and I'm currently conducting a study on men behind bars and how they got there. See, that's an awfully nasty bruise on your knuckles.
caught some guy using my comb. I really hate it when people touch my stuff.
Oh, yes, I remember. My brother Niles once sat in your chair in the cafeteria, and you know, as I recall, you put him on a tray and ran him through the dishwasher.
Yeah, glass clown, that was me. How is Niles, anyway?
He's abroad now.
Really? Oh, that must have hurt.
No, I mean, yes, I suppose it did. Well, anyway, it would be an enormous help in my study if you could perhaps pinpoint the moment or event in your life that led you to here.
Oh, that's easy. I'm doing time for passing a bad check. Yeah, you see, I wanted to get my wife something nice. We're going through a rough time recently. I was scared she was going to leave me, you know?
Well, that was quick and painless. We've identified the point where you fell off the beam.
Actually, though, I was already on probation. Yeah, see, I did some time about 10 years back for driving a car that didn't belong to me.
And that was your first infraction?
Oh, yeah.
Well, case closed, mystery solved. Young man yields to the lure of a bright and shiny car. Is there anything more tragic?
Did have a juvenile record.
Apparently there is.
Got thrown out of high school for fighting.
You did say high school, not prep school.
Oh, yeah. This was way after you knew me. I went bad then. Always getting into fights. Of course, I wouldn't have been there in the first place if I hadn't got thrown out of that good school you and me were in. That had a big effect on me, you know?
Yes, well, perhaps we could continue our backward journey.
No, that was a bum rap. Somebody pulled a fire alarm, and they blamed me for it. They said I did it, but I didn't do it.
Let's discuss your early childhood.
You know, the more I think about it, this all started the day I got thrown out of prep school. Ever since then, my life's been crap.
I think I have all the information I need now.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to blow like that.
Well, that's all right, John. Thank you for your time.
Got plenty of it, huh? See you.
Yeah. No, John, there's just one more thing. One second, please. Something I need to tell you about. Something that I did in school I'm not very proud of.
Yo, John. Sorry I touched your comb, man.
Billy. So what'd you do?
I peeked over your shoulder once during an algebra quiz.
And I'm the one who gets expelled.
Evening, Dr. Crane.
Hello, Daphne. Dad.
Hi.
Something wrong with your back?
I injured it this morning playing squash. Oh, I had to make a dive to save match point.
Well, I've got just the thing to take care of that. You take off your jacket, I'll be right back.
You're too kind. You know, I should never have even attempted a move like that. It was sort of a cross between a pirouette and a flying scissor kick.
You hurt yourself adjusting the seat in your Mercedes again, didn't you?
Quiet.
All right, pull out your shirt tails and lay face down on the sofa. Yeah. I can guarantee you within a minute you'll be feeling much better. I haven't even touched you yet.
I started without you.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not going to use that stuff on him, are you? She used it on me one time. It burned like hell.
Oh, hush up, old man. It helped you, didn't it?
It nearly killed me.
No, listen to the big, tough policeman. You don't hear your son complaining, do we, Dr. Crane?
Not a bit. Frost me like a cake.
Well, just wait a minute. It goes on cool, but then it turns into a blowtorch.
Well, I guess now we know who the real man in the family is, don't we?
I should say we do. Ooh.
Is it starting to warm up?
Yeah. But it's a refreshing heat, like those towels they give you on the airplane. Ooh.
I'm not hurting you, am I?
No, I'm just a little ticklish back there.
Well, I guess you are the tough one.
There you go.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Daphne. You missed a big spot right
there. No, that's okay. Because it's all done now, and thank you, Daphne. Oh, a few minutes ago, I was bent over in pain, but now, look at me, I'm running.
How is that hip of yours, anyway?
Back off, witch woman.
Evening, Daphne.
How'd they go to the jail?
Horribly. The man is convinced that getting thrown out of prep school was the beginning of his life of crime.
He's been thinking that all these years?
No. I sort of connected the dots for him.
Did you tell him it was you?
Oh, I intended to, but I became convinced that the man would be willing to perform unspeakable atrocities on the responsible party or parties.
Well, you probably made the right call. Knowing you, you'd beat yourself up worse than he would anyway.
Yeah. I hope you remembered to tell him I was an expatriate.
I told him you were an ex-something. You know, I just feel so guilty. Jeez. I've done this man a terrible injustice.
You know, Dr. Crane, I've always believed life has a way of balancing itself out. Mm. Well, yes, you may have treated this man unfairly, but think of all the people you've helped on your show. What, just yesterday you reconciled that couple on the brink of divorce, and today you helped Molly from Tacoma overcome her addiction to Swedes.
That was sweets, not Swedes.
I thought it was strange when you told her to limit herself to one or two after meals.
You know, perhaps I just have an overactive conscience. It's not enough that I've helped other people. I want to help this man.
Well, and I hope you do, Fraser, because then finally you'll stop torturing the rest of us with all your... Oh! Oh, Payne's back.
Oh, not to worry. She's got more liniment.
Oh, Payne's gone.
Now, don't be brave. Let's go into the loo and I'll give you a second coat.
You know, Dad, Daphne gives me a thought. I'm a skilled couples therapist. You know, and John did mention that he was having marital problems.
Oh, jeez.
No, Dad, this is perfect. It's perfect. I may have ruined the last 25 years of this man's life, but with my gift, I could save the next 25. Yes, a listing for a John Rejeski, a residence, please.
I'm telling you, Fraser, don't get mixed up with this guy. He's a felon.
Connect me, please. Dad, just relax. I know what I'm doing. Mrs. Rejeski. Hello, you don't know me, but I'm... Why? Well, that's remarkable. Yes, I am a friend of your husband. Mrs. Rejeski.
Wow, it's really you, Fraser Crane.
Yes, may I?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Please, come in. You know, you're kind of like a god down at work. Oh. Please sit down.
Thank you. Well, let me cut right to the chase. John told me that you two were going through a bit of a rough patch. Oh. And I was wondering if there's anything I can do to help.
Well, I love John. I really do, but there is a problem. It's just a little difficult talking about it, you know? I mean, it's a little embarrassing, especially face to face.
Well, I'll tell you what, just pretend I'm on my radio show, and there now, you're just another caller.
Okay. Well, Dr. Crane, it's a sexual problem. Uh-huh. You see, I can only get really turned on when there's something that makes the whole situation sort of dangerous.
Dangerous?
You're looking at me.
Sorry.
Like doing it in a car.
Well, that's not so dangerous.
He must be some driver.
Oh. And you've never had an accident?
No, I'm on the pill.
So, how long have you had this particular kink?
Well, I don't know, really. It kind of started around the time that I first met John. Uh-huh. I was working in a convenience store. I caught him shoplifting. Next thing I knew, we were rolling around on the Slurpee machine. And I'd already pressed the silent alarm, so I knew that the cops were on their way. That's when I realized what really turns me on. Knowing I could get caught at any moment.
Oh, dear God! He's out of jail, isn't he?
He could walk in at any time.
Come on, he'll kill us!
Oh, touch me here and say that!
Are you crazy? He doesn't even let people touch his comb!
I know, what's that all about?
You might like to put your dress back on and straighten up before he gets home.
Hey, Zeus, come on, open up!
Look, if you've only got time for one, I suggest the dress. Where's the bedroom?
You're in it.
Listen, you've got to get him out of here.
I'd pass him a chance to have sex with him, knowing he could find you here at any minute.
Oh, God.
Welcome home, baby.
It's great to be back.
What are you doing?
Well, Well, I'm just getting ready for you. Oh, I missed you. So, do you want to?
Sure, I do, but do you mean normally? The super's not going to barge in? You didn't dial 911 or anything like that?
I've got everything I need right here in this room.
All right. I'm just going to pull down the shades.
Wait. No.
The hell is this? How much did you spend on these?
Oh, Johnny, can't we talk about that later?
Hey, why don't you turn off the light?
It's too dark. I want to see you.
Whatever you want, baby. This is gonna be great. I am gonna make love to you all night. Well, but first, I have a surprise for you. Ooh. I wrote a poem for you while I was in prison. I am a garden, dry and brown. You are the rain that tumbles down, Susan. I am a beggar who needs to eat. You are a sandwich thick with meat, Susan. Oh, my God. I knew you had something planned. You set the building on fire.
No, I didn't. I swear.
Come on. Let's get out of here.
Over the firemen. They're on their way.
Come on.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.